It's here and now. If you've ever dreamed of being self-sufficient, living off the grid, in a home you build yourself, may we introduce Lloyd Kahn. You may already know him. He's a leading guru of DIY homes. A book he wrote on the topic is considered one of the seminal works in do-it-yourself literature. He's now 78. He lives with his wife, Leslie, on a small homestead in Northern California. Reporter John Kalish visited and raised this caution flag. Some people may find some of Lloyd Kahn's dietary choices objectionable.
Lloyd Kahn was 12 years old when he helped his father build a house in California's Sacramento Valley.
I still remember the day they said I could nail the roof down, the sheathing on the roof. They gave me a carpenter's apron and a hammer and nails. I remember kneeling on the roof in the sunshine, the smell of the wood, and I thought, oh, I like this.
After high school, Kahn served in the Air Force, then got a job as an insurance broker. But in 1965, with the counterculture percolating, he took off to hitchhike across country. When he got back to California, he parted ways with corporate America.
I got a pickup truck, and I thought, oh man, I don't have to wear a suit anymore. I can wear Levi's, and I like cruising around and finding used stuff. I mean, that was just so much fun.
In the nearly half century since then, Kahn has made finding used stuff and building homes a way of life. He used salvaged lumber from an abandoned Navy barracks and old railroad ties to build his home in Bolinas, California, about 20 miles north of San Francisco. Kahn lives on a half-acre homestead with his wife, Leslie, and a bunch of bantam chickens. There's a small building for his book publishing business, a tool shed, greenhouse, and his wife's craft studios. During a tour, Kahn showed me an outdoor solar shower that's been going strong now for 15 years, and an organic garden that keeps his pantry brimming.
So grains and jam and storage in here. Flour grinder. Those are oats. I make oat pancakes using the whole grain, all the bran and the germ and everything. I had goats at one time, so I put in this sink, and here's
Who's this?
Oh, these are a couple of pigeons. I got one this morning, I got one yesterday. I hang them for 2 or 3 days, and then they're really good.
When you say you got one?
Shot them with a pellet gun. Yeah. Leslie feeds them, and I shoot them.
Lloyd Kahn is also a scavenger of sorts. He forages for seaweed, and how to put this, he also retrieves members of the animal kingdom who've had fatal run-ins with motor vehicles.
Every animal, including the weasel and the skunk, I must say, they're beautiful little organic natural food animals, and they all taste good.
The roadkill harvest has included large four-leggeds, one of which is a critter you wouldn't want to run into on a mountain. I asked Lloyd Kahn what was in his freezer.
There's a couple of squirrels, the fox. I've got a few animals in there. There's some that I don't want to talk about on the radio.
Okay.
Lloyd Kahn is a short, fit man with long white hair and a walrus mustache. He's also an avid skateboarder. Kahn took up the sport at the tender age of 65. His wife thinks he's an idiot to still be doing it now at the age of 78. In a short documentary by Dogpatch Films, Kahn is seen traversing down suburban streets in Marin County, wearing camouflage pants, knee pads, elbow pads, and a helmet.
I just love it. What I enjoy doing is trying to be graceful, you know, trying to just make graceful turns and get my body into it, like an athlete and a dancer.
Kahn's interest in sports extends to his publishing business. He spent the 1980s and 90s doing fitness books, but he got his start writing about geodesic domes.
I was the person that had introduced domes to the most people with Dome Book 2.
When he first arrived in Bolinas in the 1970s, there was a house down the block selling for $17,000. He knew he could build a better house himself for that kind of money, so he constructed a dome that was photographed for Life magazine. But eventually, he tore it down and built a house with stud frame construction. By 1972, Kahn came to the conclusion that domes had serious shortcomings as shelter, not the least of which is they tend to leak. He took some flack for bad-mouthing Buckminster Fuller, the architect and futurist who popularized geodesic domes. Kahn so regretted jumping on the dome bandwagon that he took his second dome book out of print.
When I got discouraged with domes, I was still on the dome circuit. I went to a big architectural conference in L.A. They all came, all the dome groupies, and I showed slides of thatched cottages in Ireland. But I've never met one person that said, "You led me down the wrong track."
In 1973, Kahn published the book he is best known for, Shelter, an 11-by-14-inch paperback with hundreds of photographs and detailed drawings. It covered everything from Bedouin tents to hay bale homes. When Shelter came out, the counterculture was still going strong.
People who were in their youth and trying to do something, and this book came along and it gave them permission to make their own home. And that's often a radical idea for most people, and that can be life-changing.
Kevin Kelly worked with Lloyd Kahn in the 1970s when they were editors at the Whole Earth Catalog and its spin-offs.
The main message I've always gotten from his work is that it's not that hard to make your own shelter, particularly if you keep it on the small side. And people all over the world have been doing their own shelter forever. And if they can do it, you can certainly do it.
Kahn estimates that 250,000 copies of Shelter have been sold in the last 40 years, some of them to a whole new generation of young people eager to build their own homes. But he also hears from people who bought the book back in the 1970s and say it changed their lives.
A guy came up to us at an energy fair where we were selling books, big guy, and he picked up a copy of Shelter and he said, "I got this book at a party. And I went in the corner with it, and I sat there all night and read it. And I quit my job the next day, and I went to work as a builder, and now I'm a contractor." And, you know, it makes me feel fabulous. It makes me feel happy.
These days, Kahn says happiness may be found in the tiny house movement, which is the subject of his latest book. He's not the first to observe that the economy is providing an impetus for people to build their own homes, and tiny homes at that. Continuing with the small is beautiful aesthetic, Kahn plans to do a book on the half-acre homestead, a subject he lectures on from time to time.
I've learned about all these things over a long period of time, and I've got some really unique tools around here that I would like to tell people about so they can pick up where I left off and not have to start from scratch. You know, I learned a long time ago that you never can be self-sufficient. Self-sufficiency is a direction. So don't be discouraged because you can't be self-sufficient, but just do as much as you can.
Kahn's next book will focus on homes that roll or float. It should be out next spring.
John Kalish covers the maker movement and the DIY scene for NPR.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Eaton, offering the American Red Cross Radio Line, a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel, now at Radio Shack.